The meditation for this week is reflecting upon the divine embrace and the divine name for the one who embraces all is Yahwasir, W-A-S-I, Wasir. And first I would like us to watch our breath for a moment, allow it to clarify itself through the radiance of our presence. And then to take the breath and to breathe as we did in the first meditation in this series into the heart and breathe, touch the Latifa Siria in the center of the chest behind the sternum. About a third way down in the sternum, from the top to the bottom. Behind that, you find a very subtle plexus that you can breathe on and massage, and I refer you to the earlier meditation on this, opening the mirror of the subtle heart, which is very important. This is where, you know, there are two mirrors, according to Ibn al-Arabi, there are two mirrors to reflect the divine. One is the mirror of the cosmos, and the second is the mirror within the, what we call the subtle heart, within the human who is in love with God. And when we recite, the ancient ones would say, pay attention to what form that which you call takes within the mirror of your heart. The form, be aware of it. Another word might be present to that which is now present within your heart. And they also said that you could consider this as an envelope containing a message specifically for you. And that is what they meant by extracting meaning from the form. Can you open that envelope and extract meaning for you? And this message is obviously not written down. It's not like analog or it's not something the computer would write out. It's an energetic message. So let us do this practice of Yahwasir. At first we will do, starting with the left shoulder, going across the solar plexus up over the right shoulder to above the crown. La Ana, L-A-H, and the new word A-N-A with a hyphen on the last A. La Ana. There's no I, or I'm trying to take as much of the I, my little I, out of the mirror of the heart, so that it's more opened and welcoming for the Divine One. Then the head descends from above the crown, down, straight down into the solar plexus, illa, only, and then rising up into the space of the heart, anta, A-N-T-A, hyphen on the last A, thou. So now we're moving from well, we're moving into a relationship, a subjective relationship. You know, the mystic and the scientist, Western scientists, are often looking for the same thing, which is the nature of reality. The only difference could be that the scientist might be spelling reality with a small r and the mystic with a capital R. The scientist looking at reality as a combination of objects and their relationships. And the mystic would see the capital R as a being, as reality as a being, also filled with other aspect attributes, which also relate to one another and to the cosmos and to us. But one is in the world of an objective world, and one is in a world, a community of subjects. Anyway, la ana illa anta. Now, I've mentioned in the past, we taste, the word dak, taste, tasting the divine. So we breathe in after we say anta thou, and on the in-breath, we breathe into the mirror of the heart, and we stay present. We can continue breathing in and out, but we're present to what is emerging, what is being reflected there. La-na, illa-nta. And now we'll give it a name. Ya Allah. Notice there's a unique signature to, or form, or presence to Allah that is uniquely different than the one anta. So Allah is the divine being that holds all the divine names. La ana illa anta. And now we move into the divine embracement. Ya wazir. Breathe in and be present to that. La ana illa anta. Ya Allah. Ya wazi. La ana illa anta. Ya Allah. Ya wazi. Wazi. W-A-S-I. La ana illa anta. Ya Allah. Ya wazi. Now, pause and drink. Drink divine. The word is sharb, to drink the divine. Sharb. Just be present. Allow that which is present in the mirror of the heart to penetrate and to deeply inform your being.